Here today's daf, Daf Tzadik Vav. We're holding in the middle of the explanation of what the machlokas is, what the basis of the machlokas is between the Tanna Kamma and the Rebbe Gamliel. So we suggested that according to Tanna Kamma, you can only bring in one zug of tefillin that you find. According to Rebbe Gamliel, you can bring in two zugot of tefillin that you find. We had a number of different possibilities. Could be, we suggested, maybe the machlokas is as to whether we hold of the halach of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Is there room for two tefillin on the head? If there's no room for two tefillin on the head, so then it's not even derech kishut. You can't bring it in derech kishut. Maybe that's the machlokas. Maybe the machlokas is whether the reason that we're being matir is because Shabbos is on tefillin, and therefore we're matir in terms of the asiyas hamitzvah. We don't make the gezerah, maybe they'll fall off, and you're going to end up carrying them in order to be matzil them. Mashenken, according to Rav Gamliel, we're being matir not because of the din of Levisha's tefillin, because Shabbos is Lav's man tefillin. So we're only being matir because of the takshit. So Mameli can bring in as much as Mekushat. I want not more than two, because if it's not in the correct place, it's not considered to be Mekushat Bechla. Or maybe the machlokas is whether even if you hold Shabbos is man tefillin, the question over here is whether you need kavana for mitzvahs or not. If you need kavana for mitzvahs, then you can only take in you can only take in one, because you bring a chavin for mitzvah. So then, how can you take in another one? Now, Shane came according to Rav Gamliel. Oh, you don't need kavana. So okay, just not borrowed. This one's the mitzvah. That one's the mitzvah. Each one is shayach to a mitzvah. So mameli, it could be yotzei either way. Since you don't have any kavana, so there's not going to be any problem with baltosim. Or we said maybe the last thing we said was maybe that enoch inami, you could say that lo doy kavana not safe. But you need kavana if you're going to be over on Baltosiv, then perhaps, and maybe that's the machlokas. So according to Rav Gamliel, in order to be over on Baltosiv, you'd have to have specific kavana to be over. According to the Tanna Kamma, you wouldn't. Mameli can only carry one at a time. Okay, we got up to Tzadik Vav on the fifth line. Riboy Zema. E the Sviral on the Shabbos man filling. We could say another approach. We could say that if Lamaisa Shabbos is a man tefillin, then there would be no question at all about the dinim of kavana. Lo lavor by kavana, but lo latzeit, as far as the to be over on Baal Taisi, there would be no problem. There would be no problem of lo lavor by lo latzeit by kavana, to be yaitse either way. So then what would the machlokas be? Machlokas is because Shabbos is lav's man. The question over here is, if you're telling me that you're wearing it and you'll be matarit derech kishut, that means I'm putting on tefillin at the wrong time. Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. If Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, you have to ask yourself, does that mean that if I would do a mitzvah shaloi bizman, then it's as if I'm adding a new mitzvah, because I'm claiming now that there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin on Shabbos. So if you hold that there's no problem of shaloi bizmano being isik in a mitzvah, which I'm doing over here, so then fine, so put on two. If you hold that there's a problem, now of course if you hold there's a problem, you shouldn't even be able to put on one. So what, how does this answer? I mean, this doesn't help us. Which of course is what the Gemara asks. I understand, what kind of explanation is that? If you're telling me that the problem is that since Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin, and Rabbi Meir is being matir, therefore only one, Rabbi Gamliel, on the other hand, is matir too, because he holds you're not going to be over on Baal Tosif Shalom Bizmana. So then according to Rabbi Meir, you are over on Baal Tosif Shalom Bizmana. So then how are you allowed to wear one? You're wearing tefillin at a time when it's not necessary. Furthermore, I don't understand. The whole world in Chutz La'aretz sleeps in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, right? So what are we doing there? Because we're saying that, look, if Lamaisa today is a yontiv, we have a sveikah de yumna, so fine, so we're staying in it. I understand. That's new, and if it's not, so therefore you should be over on this the raisa. If it's not, I'm not having a government to be exit. So what? You're telling me that you're going to be over on Baal Tosif, even if it's Shalom Bizmano. So how in the world do people sleep in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? I mean, it's clear that nobody is kosher for such a thing. But if I don't have kavana to be yotzei, so now you're telling me that shalom bizmano, I'm also going to be over on the iser of Baal Tosif. Ela machvar tekedishalim b'mikar. Therefore, this later approach is over here. It's much more reasonable that the question is straightforward. If Shabbos man tefillin, is it not lav zman? If it's Shabbos is man tefillin, so then I'm only being matir over here the atzol of tefillin kiderach mitzvasa. Kiderach mitzvasa, obviously, is all one at a time. If Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, so now I'm being matir, that means in the Mishnah, in terms of takshit, whatever fits. As Rashi learns, if two fit in the Mokum of tefillin, or the way Tosef learns, the derech of Levisha, that would be the derech of takshit. Okay, that's the easiest way of the machlokas. So let's take that now grab the bull by the horns, assume that the machlokas of dinin is in whether Shabbos is mantefillin, and now let's see, let's trace the mekeres for the question of Shabbos is mantefillin. Asks the Gemara, okay, man shamet le Shabbos mantefillin. So who is this Bandi Omar? Oh, it must be Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya v'shamarta et achukah hazot l'moada miyamim yamima. Now, what is this referring to? This is Kaddish l'kol b'chor, Petr kol rechev, and it talks about bringing a carbon Pesach, and then at the very end, it says, okay, and therefore you should wear tefillin to remember. V'shamarta et achukah hazot l'moada miyamim yamima. The shamarta et achukah hazot could be a reference to the aforementioned pasuk of, and put it in your tefillin, and v'shamarta et achukah hazot. Yeah, a little bit strange, because it seems to be referring back to the beginning of the parasha. You're telling me the whole chukah, those chukas ha-pesach, it's only the chukas ha-pesach. V'shamar tata chukah zot le'yamim yamima is to keep Pesach every single year. One of the things that Pesach is mechayev is the zikorim b'neinecha v'yitzias b'tzrayim and so on, but not that the v'shamarta is on the zikorim. The v'shamarta is on the Pesach, but it's two ways of understanding it, really. So one way, the tani v'shamarta tata chukah zot le'moada me'yamim yamima means, indeed, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, means tefillin, because that was the last pasuk before. And it's telling me, yamim, first of all, so yamim, yamima means put on your tefillin in the daytime, not in your nighttime. Furthermore, mi yamim is what mi yamim is v'lo kol yamim. So not all days are chayev in tefillin. What days would not be chayev in tefillin? Prat l'shabbatot v'yamim tovim, divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Why would we pick Shabbatot v'yamim tovim to be brought from Tfilin? So Tosfos says even this teretz is actually being centered on the union of ot. That Shabbat itself is an ot, it's reasonable because yamim yamima to say that this is a reference to not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Right? Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, what are you talking about? Chukah. Chukah isn't a reference to pay it to Tfilin. It's when it's Tfilin, chukah. Lo ne'emar chukah zur alinim pesach bilvad. V'shamarta at hachukah zot has nothing to do with the tefillin that are zikaron to the events of Mitzrayim. They're referring to the etzem korban pesach, which is what the main topic of that whole parsha is about, the kaddish l'kol b'chor. Okay, so in other words, we have what appears to be a machlokas Rabbi Yosi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, hachukah zot is a reference to tefillin. Therefore, miyamim yamima is b'mayit shabbatot v'yamim tovim. And so now we have Shabbat loves ban tefillin. Since Shabbat loves ban tefillin, why am I taking the tefillin in on Shabbat? Because it's a takshin. If it's a takshin, says Rabbi Gamliel, so then you can wear two, because two fit two is a takshin. But Shaken, according to Rabbi Akiva, never said anywhere in the Torah anything about not wearing tefillin on Shabbat. So if according to Rabbi Akiva, so Shabbat is about tefillin. Therefore, for being matir wearing the tefillin on Shabbat, it's because it's the mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbat. Not because we're bringing in a takshin beyond them. As a matter of fact, if we wanted to wear two, we'd be have a problem with all those seats, so we can't wear two. Mamela said the Tanakama, you're going to bring him one. Now everything becomes clear. So the Machlokas Tanayim in our Mishnah is essentially a Machlokas Rabbi Yaglili and Rabbi Akiva. Is that so? So then what are you going to do with this? What do you do with the following Mishnah? The context of the Mishnah over there is to understand why I don't bring a korban chatav on being mevatel mila, on being mevatel pesach, because both of those is v'nichrata nefesh ahim. So l'chora, it's a mitzvah that sheyesh b'karet. So why is there no korban chatav? Because pesach and mila are both mitzvot asei, and one of the tna'im for being chayav on a chatat is not just the chiv karet, but a lota se sheish bakaret. And yet it's only mitzvah se sheish bakaret. The problem is, if according to you, the shamarta tachukah zot is a reference to korban pesach, and korban pesach is a chiv karet that is given, it says v'nichrata, then according to Rabbi Akiva, this mission doesn't make any sense. You're going to have to tell me, lema d'alot Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, if you're telling me the mission is going a little bit of Rabbi Akiva, since Rabbi Akiva holds the pasuk v'shamarta tachukah zot is a reference to korban pesach, then that means that a korban pesach is an israelav, not to bring a pesach is a lav. Why? Did Rav Avin Amar Rav Eloi, the famous ma'amar Rav Avin Amar Rav Eloi, that kol makom shenemar hishamer or pen or al in olam b'lo taseh. So therefore, if you tell me hishamer b'chukah zot v'shamarta tachukah zot, it's no different than hishamer b'negatzara. There's a lav that we learn from there. You're not allowed to cut off a negatzara. So that means v'shamarta tachukah zot means you're not allowed. You can be over and it's allowed if you don't bring your korban pesach. So then why does the Mishnah say that a pesach v'amila is mitzvah asay? And that explains why not korban v'chatas. We should have to add an additional chatas. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. So this is going to understand. Afilu Tamei Rabbi Akiva. We could still say that he shamer, the lav is a lav, but he shamer, the asay, is an asay. It depends what the Torah is saying. If it's telling you, be very careful to do something. To be very careful to do something doesn't mean there's a lav in not doing it. It means exactly what it says. Be very careful to do it. So if it's telling you, there's a key of asay. I'm very makbar on this asay. If it says, be very careful not to do, so then to be very careful not to do, is indeed a low tassa. So if I say, yishamer b'nega atzarat, that means make sure that you don't cut out the nega atzarat. But if I say, v'shamarta tachuka azot, it means make sure to do the korban pesach. So if that's the case, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, that v'shamarta tachuka azot is a reference to korban pesach, but the halacha v'shamarta being a low tassa only applies in context of a low tassa, not in context of asiyah. It's interesting that, Tosis points out that the shita that holds, remember the Yerushalmi we had about the back in Brochas, that they would make a broch on taking off the tefillin. Lishmor chukecha. The lishmor chukecha is vishamata tachukah azot. There's a Gemara of a difference with Yochanan that he holds that indeed it would be a lav. There's actually a lav, so somebody would be meaning, yeah, tefillin. Acher shkiat hachama would be on a lav. Therefore you make a brocha in making certain that you get it off. So Tosis tainis, but even with Yochanan, and it would be moded, there would be no lav of not putting them on. Because he shamer da say I say would still be true about even an element of the context. So the context of he shamer to where it's villain is an asay. The context of he shamer miyomim yamima is a lot asay. Because then it becomes the equivalent of he shamer benegat zarat. Like I said, he shamer benegat zarat means make sure that it does, something doesn't happen to it. You don't happen to accidentally snip it off or something. You don't have to worry about your zarat. It's the same thing as about the tefillin. So it doesn't only mean necessarily the whole explanation of the pasuk. It could be even, we could split it. Each context for itself. Okay, so therefore the Mishnah in terms of Hilchos Shigoga is could work out on Libra Rabbi Akiva too. The Sover Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so now we're saying the Machlokas here in the Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel is the Machlokas Rabbi Yosef Gwil Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds Shabbos Man Tfilin. Is that true? Sover Rabbi Akiva Shabbos Man Tfilin. Vatadya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yachol Yaniach Adamav, Tfilin B'Shabbatot V'Yamim Tovim. You might think that a person should put on Tfilin on Shabbos and Yontif. Talmud Omar, V'Haya Lecha, Lo'ot Al Yadecha. Mi Shetzirikim Ot, Yatzoelu Shein Gufan, Ot. Here Rabbi Akiva himself says, despite the fact that I learned the Pasuk of the Shamarta Tachuka Zot to be a reference to Korban Pesach, and the Yomim Yamima has nothing to do with tefillin, that doesn't mean a Hot you should wear tefillin on Shabbos. There's another Pasuk. The other Pasuk is Vayalach Al Ha'ot. So if you require that Ot, the person is living a normal life on a weekday, where's the sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it? Therefore, Ot, he puts on his tefillin. But a person is living in a day in which all of his activities are defined by the Ot, Pegiu Vein Bnei Yisrael. And even if it's Yontif, it's still a getter of Shabbaton. There's Isurim of Malacha that have to do with Shabbat. So there's still an Ot. Here the question is, what about Chol HaMoed? Would you say the same thing Lagabe Chol HaMoed? The Tosfos says over here that if Lamaisa, you're going to say this, you shouldn't put on tefillin even a Chol HaMoed because there's also an Ot. But first of all, it's a Nisim Malacha. Secondly, you're sitting in a sukkah. You're not eating chametz. I mean, your whole life is being defined by the yontif. So if we understand Misha Tzrichim Ot, doesn't mean necessarily that it has to be the very issue of the Ot. But that you're leading a life in which the oath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Memshalah is upon you, so why do you need another oath? So then you shouldn't wear tefillin during Kol HaMoed either. He agrees, but the Yerushalmi is mashma that they did wear tefillin during Kol HaMoed. So it's interesting, the Rosh learns that it's gufa dependent in the machlokas here of what the mocker is. If the mocker is that miyami miyamima, so then it's being memayat those other days. Okay, so the Mamayat those days that have connection to Shabbaton is not included. But if the getter is Ot, then is the Rosh, the Isser of Malach on Chol HaMoed is not really Diorite. It's the general concept of Chol HaMoed Diorite. So Mamela, it's not included in the Ot, so it wouldn't be Mamayat the Ot. Others, Taina, I mean, the whole point of Tosfos says, the only way we know which days Yomim Yomim are Mamayat is because of Ot. It's also another very interesting Beis Yosef. Another interesting Beis Yosef that points out in Afkamina comes out that if you hold the Shamarta, is it then in Yomim Yomim? So then there's an to wear tefillin on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Akiva, learns it out from Ot, there's no chiyah, but there's no iser. You don't need tefillin today because I have an Ot anyway. It doesn't mean anything's wrong with putting on tefillin. Why should I put on tefillin? This is nogea the question of wearing tefillin at a brit milah. The question is, brit itself is Ot. So the shayla is, if brit is an Ot, you shouldn't wear tefillin at the brit milah.
Okay, so the baby doesn't.
What kind of prison he's been at?
What's the malacha of the tefillin, kosher?
Not because of malacha, because he had some tefillin.
Lav
Dafka is a Malachim involved. That we'll see. We'll see tomorrow, actually. The issue of whether there has to be a Kshira that would be a Malacha, that's the whole question of the different Shitas of what Kesher Tefillin is. There's some that learn, Tosis actually, we'll see tomorrow, brings a Raya from our Sugya. It doesn't make any sense. But some that learn that unless you make a Kesher every day, you're not being Makai Mukshatam. You can't just make a loop. You have a Kesher, standing Kesher, now you tighten the Kesher. That's not Mukshatam. Yeah, but that's not exactly not yet here yet. No, so that's what the Rosh Tain is, that Oat would not include the Din of Chalamoid. But Oat, in terms of Isra Malacha, the Isra Malacha on Yontav is derived from Shabbos, because it's Shabbaton. Right, that would be an Afkamina, Legabe Chalamoid. That's what he does. Fine, so continues the Gemara. So now we found out that even though Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Yossi Aglili and he says that the Chukah is not a reference to Tefillin, and therefore Yomim Yomim has nothing to do with Tefillin, nonetheless there's a separate Limud, which is Oat. According to him also, we don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos. So we can't say the Machlokas in our Mishnah between the Tanakama, who holds that Shabbos is Man Tefillin, and therefore if you're going to bring your Tefillin in on Shabbos, you can only bring in one Zug, because otherwise you're handling, otherwise, first of all, in this direct Isser of Baal Taisif, but furthermore won't be Derech Levisha, so that, because that's not the way that you could wear it, so therefore would be an Isser Shabbos also. So now it turns out Rabbi Akiva is not the source of that sheet. You can't say that if Tanakam is going to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel, who holds it's Derech Tishut, because that is one of the mitzvahs, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because even Rabbi Akiva turns out to hold that it's not the Derech Mitzvah on Shabbos. So there's got to be another Tana that learns that Shabbos indeed is Zman Tefillin. Who is that Tana? Ella says the Gemara, Hai Tana. You're right, it's not Rabbi Akiva. It's the following Tana, the Tanya. Ha-Neor Balayla, Ratzach Oleitz, Ratzach Meniach, Divrei Rabbi Natan. Whereas Yonatan Akito Niomer, Ein Menichin Tefillin Balayla. So now, the Tanakama over here, normally we don't allow you to wear tefillin at night because we're afraid you lose control of your bodily functions. So normally you won't be mechabit your tefillin at night. But if somebody is Neor Balayla, he's working at night. This is the time that he's up. It's not the... Not that he's wearing tefillin until he goes to bed. Now he's up. This is daytime. So it says now, according to Rabbi Natan, you can actually put on tefillin lechatchila at night. Whereas Yonatan Akitoni says, what do you mean? Laila is not zman tefillin. So here we have a machlokas as to whether Laila is zman tefillin. No. It's reasonable to say that in the same way that midalayla latanakam is zman tefillin, Shabbos nami is zman tefillin, because after all, it's dependent on yamim yamima being a focus on tefillin or being a focus on Pesach. If he clearly holds it's a focus on tefillin, so then the same way that yomim yamima is mamayet tefillin, so then it would also be mamayet tefillin from Shabbos. Whereas according to the Tanakhama, since it's not mamayet tefillin, so neither would it be mamayet tefillin from Shabbos. It must be reference to the Korban Pesach. How did he know that? I mean, he may hold that Laila is not tefillin, but that's because he doesn't hold Yomim Yamima. But he would still hold that Shabbos is Lav's Zman Tefillin because he holds a vote. The two are not necessarily related. If the mocker of the Limud is Yomim Yamima, so then Yomi means Yomi Velo Leilot, and Miyomi means Miyomi Velo Shabbat. But if the mocker of the Limud is not Miyomi Yamima, if the mocker of the Limud is Oat, so then just because I don't have a Yomim to be Mamayat Tefillin doesn't mean I don't have an Oat to be Mamayat Tefillin. So I may hold that on nighttime you do have to put on Tefillin. But on Shabbos, you don't have to put on tefillin because of the oath problem. I mean, after all, Hashemina and Rabbi Akiva, who holds exactly that? Rabbi Akiva said b'feirush that Laila is zman tefillin because he argues on Yomim Yamima. And nonetheless, he holds that Shabbos is zman tefillin because he holds of oath. How can we mean Raya? Well, you found another Tana that holds Rabbi Akiva. That's all you did. You're trying to identify a new Tana. I'd like to see such a thing. I'd like to see a Tana who says b'feirush that there's a machlokas over here about Shabbat being zman tefillin. Show me. Ah, I don't know. This is the Mandioma. Titania. Michal Bat Kushi. Kushi is a reference to Shaul, as we know, that he's called Kush Ben Yemini, because, the phrase rushes, but Kush Ben Yemini is Shaul from Binyamin. And Michal Bat Shaul, as we know, Aitamanechet Tefillin, she's the symbol of women's lip today. She would wear tefillin, and what's more, and lo michu b'chachamim, nobody ever objected to her wearing tefillin. And ishto shel Yonah hayta ola l'regel, lo michu b'chachamim. Nobody ever said that Yonah's wife did the wrong thing in insisting that she has to come up to the aliyah l'regel, even though she's we'll see. That seems to clearly be a mitzvah such as ban gorma, but we'll talk about that in a moment. Lo michu b'chachamim. So obviously, lo michu b'chachamim, al mekasavri mitzvah sase shelo ban gorma. Why were the Chachamim not mocha? Because they held she's not doing anything wrong, because Be'etzim women are chayav in tefillin. Why don't women generally wear tefillin? Because it's much more difficult to them because of nidais and their involvement with children and diapers and so on and so forth. It's very difficult for them to be zehiras or nikias when it comes to wearing tefillin. But certainly not because they're not chayavot in tefillin. Since we know we're after very makbid on tefillin, that's why we don't wear tefillin all day, is because we're afraid we can't control our thoughts and be aware all the time of the tefillin. So we don't wear them all day. So women didn't wear tefillin at all. A woman was on a madriga to wear tefillin and was able to be in that matzav. Of course would wear tefillin and normal. Why would anybody object? But if you're going to tell me that Be'etzem Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin, or for that matter, Laila Lav Zman, if any time is Lav Zman Tefillin, then that means that the time of Tefillin is defined by the time. Not Machayev all times. Once a mitzvah is defined by times, it becomes a mitzvah that says Shazman Gorma. Doesn't matter how much time Shazman Gorma. 90% of the time, 99% of the time, all the time except for Shabbat V'yom Tov, but it's still a mitzvah that says Shazman Gorma. So why would Nashim be Chayavot? So if Nashim are not Chayavot, so they're actually being over on Baal Tosif, why wouldn't we have been Mocha? This is our assumption now. It's our assumption. Says the Gemara. Maybe it's a wrong assumption. Maybe there's nothing wrong with a woman doing a mitzvah she's potter in, and it doesn't mean that it's going to be an Isser. Yom HaSov ala Rabbi Yossi. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Nashim somchot rishut. So even though the Pasuk says Beferush when it comes to smich on a korban, that you're bringing, that you put your hands on the korban, it says Beferush daber al b'nei Yisrael. And there it stresses, B'nei Yisrael, Adam ki akriv mechem, v'samach yado. V'samach yado. So but nonetheless, says Rabbi Yossi, but what's wrong? If Nashim want to go ahead and they want to be somchot, that would be fine. I understand what you're thinking, Bechlau. You're trying to prove to me that lo michu b'chachomi means that tefillin must be a mitzvah sasher shazman. You're going to tell me that aliyah l'regel is mitzvah sasher shazman gorma? What are you, crazy? Obviously aliyah l'regel is dependent on mitzvah sasher shazman gorma. We're not saying that you're always chayav every day and every night in aliyah l'regel. Nonetheless, it says lo michu b'an ishto shoyona. So it says ishto shoyona itaw la l'regel v'lo michu b'am. There's nobody in his right mind. Mikalaman Yama, that regal is not a mitzvah such as Mangorma. Elan Kasava Rishut clearly holds that even though it's not a mitzvah, there's no iser of Baal Tosif on doing something as a volunteer. So I'm volunteering to do a mitzvah. No, okay. So if that's the case, then a woman could be volunteering to do the mitzvah of Aliyah Regal, or a woman could be volunteering to do the mitzvah of Smicha, or the mitzvah of putting on tefillin for that matter. Tosif points out that the only issues that we would have problems with are areas where it would appear that there was an iser involved. So as when it comes to smicha, there's a problem, because the correct way to do smicha is to lean your entire weight on the carbon. If you lean your entire weight on the carbon, then you're doing avodah b'kutch, because you're utilizing the carbon for support. You're not allowed to use the carbon for support. Or if you're bringing, you're going to come up on yellow regal, some people will say she's bringing chulin la'azorah, because why is she bringing this carbon? She's not chayevet in this carbon b'chlal, and so on. Tosafot says that in all of these issues, it's only because there's an element of problem. People will say, why is she wearing tefillin? Tefillin, you need to have his rizos, not to be involved with diapers, a gufnaki, whatever problems with nidas, bedikas, and so on. How could she be wearing tefillin? She's got so many other things on her mind. So it's not that there's a problem with Baltosif. The Tosafot finds there's no difference between Baltosif shalom bismano and Baltosif on doing a mitzvah when you're not chayevet. Correct? That is, if the Gemara came out a moment ago, because nobody's going to say that on Shemini Atzeres, unless it's a Kavanah L'mitzvah, it's going to be over on Baal Tosif. Because otherwise, why do we sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, right? So if that's the case, if a woman is doing a mitzvah, that's the same thing as a man doing a mitzvah, Shalom Bizmano. So the woman is doing a mitzvah, Shalom Bizmano, so to speak, because for her, it's not the Zman of the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah that says Zman Gorma.
There's no
the contrary. Does this come to explain what's the havam? You know, why is there a problem? So Rashi's learning the problem is because of Baal Tosif. Tosif, let's check Baal Tosif if we just got finished saying that Baal Tosif Shalom Bizmano, there's no Baal Tosif. So for a woman, it's over Shalom Bizmano. So why would it be this Baal Tosif? So why is there a problem in her wearing tefillin? Why should they be Baal? What does it prove? He's saying the only cases that we're bringing that there's a problem is where indeed we would have a reason to be Baal. Because either because people will tell you that you don't have to watch your tefillin, the gufnaki, for Araya, the Chachomim allowed her to wear tefillin. Or they'll say, you could bring Chulun Lazorov, Araya Ishta Shoyena would come up for Aliyah L'Rego. Or it doesn't matter if you do Aveda B'Kachim by leaning on them, because after all, women are Semchets. Those those issues, they're not chinami. That's a problem. But, or tkiyah shofar, so we have also the shayla, do we prevent the tkiyah shofar? Because it's similar to malacha. Blowing a shofar, shalom, it's a rabbon and asr, after all. It's not mamash a malacha, but the rabbon said it's a chokhma, but malacha would be asr to do normal. Those things which we would see an element of isr involved, we ought to be mocha if you're not really chai. If that was the havim of the Gemara. Comes along, now the Gemara said, person wants to do a mitzvah, but you're going to asr it because it has other, it's certainly okay to volunteer to do a mitzvah, that's also fine.
The lashon of the Gemara
is also to be said, he points out that you have to learn that that's the child, otherwise what's the problem? Because the point has to be that there would be a problem that we would have. First of all, he points out, if there really is such a thing, why don't we ever find a straight out machlokas? Nashim chayavas mitzvah, nashim b'toras mitzvah. Understand? But we're going to be garish, all these weird, kiptas, yes, mechalom, mechalom. Come straight out and say women have to put on tefillin. So you see clearly the Gemara is taking for granted that there's elements of Yisroel that are involved. And l'maisa, I mean, during the, as I mentioned it many times, during the dairies, there were many periods in which men didn't put on tefillin because they couldn't be medactic until there was a whole period in which tefillin were almost forgotten. They came out to be remiastic tefillin because people had been so not lax, but adarab, were very machmer not to put on tefillin. Look, they lived in filthy areas. And, I mean, the whole sanitation and the dark ages and everything, they thought they were a child for them to maintain mikiyas. So finally stopped it. I mean, it's not so amazing to think that they would have been machmer, but okay, that's a norm. People that are not able to be sitting in a base of medrash, in which they have unique circumstances that they can keep their heads and bodies and everything else clean, so then in economy it's better not to wear tefillin. So therefore you can't bring a raya from here, because the reason that they weren't mocha was has nothing to do with whether it's zman tefillin or not zman tefillin. It has to do with whether you're allowed to volunteer to do a mitzvah that you're not chayav, and according to Rashi, without it being an issue of baltosif, or according to Tosfos, without it taking into consideration various elements that people may learn wrongly from it. Correct. Tosfos actually tines that lachara you can even be mavarech. It must be you could be mavarech. It's difficult to believe. No, that's the same. Even if you hold it to rishus, but there's no problem in rishus either. That's what Yossi Shita. We're not saying it has to be. It could be that it means that it's because it's bond, but I mean it's also shayach, but it's just to get a rishus.
But the other rabbis say that a woman wants to be a volunteer.
Could be, but we don't find a person who holds both shitas, so we don't know yet that there's a man. The Omer holds that Shabbos is mantvilim. Fine. Elahai Tana. Okay. We finally can find a Tana that we can prove, in fact, at least appears to be, saying that the Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. Who is that? That's this Zman Yonah. The Tana. Hamotzei Tefillin, Machnisam Zug Zug. Echad Ha'ish Ve'echad Ha'isha. Whether the person who finds the Tefillin is a male or a female, he would also bring in the Tefillin. Echad Chadashot Ve'echad Yishanot. Which until now, we've been assuming is the question of whether we have to be Cheshesh, are they Kemiot B'alma? So if they're Chadashot and they don't have the Keshesh al Tefillin, there's no sign that there ever was a Keshesh al Tefillin. So then we're Cheshesh that they're basically five and dime kamiyas that look like tefillin. I mean, how they got to make ritzuas and to put on kosher? That already nobody's going to go to that much trouble. So that's what I would think if you make a nafkamina. Rabbi Meir says, "Echad chadashot v'echad yishanot." We're not chayish that they're anything but tefillin, and therefore male or female can put on these tefillin. How do you put on these tefillin if now our havamina is that they don't have them? Okay, so Tosfos says either you put them on because the Tana holds you don't need a kesher. Enough if you hold them on, or you put it out there, which we'll see later on in the circuit, that's going to become tomorrow's issue. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it depends. Oser b'chadashot, look, if they're new, so then how do you know it isn't, they don't have a sign of kesher, so how do you know it isn't a kamiya b'yama? B'yishanot, yes, yishanot. Now, you'll notice that Arkan lo pligi el b'chadashot v'yishanot, nobody here is arguing except the question of whether you have to be chayish, it's a kamiya. Avol isha lo pligi. Everybody is ready to accept the fact that even though we're talking about an Isha here, nonetheless she brings in tefillin on Shabbos. So apparently, Shmamina, mitzvata se shalo azman gorma, must be the Chachayim on Shabbos on tefillin. Because otherwise, how would the Isha b'machnisat tefillin, b'chol mitzvata se shein azman gorma, nashim chayavot? Ayotaina, maybe the reason over here that it's mutera is not because we're bringing it in order to be Makai in the midst of tefillin, but because it's bederech kishut. And the woman is wearing it because it's a kishut, which means it would be a malbush for a man. Who's to say it has anything to do with the din of chiyuv of tefillin? Maybe it's derech malbush, which is the way we were learning the klal the previous sugya. That's part of the machlokes. Tosfos tainas, even kishut is only shayach for a man who would be derech lavsham b'chol. In this case, it would be like kli milchama. It's something that it's not the derech to wear. It cannot be a kishut. So it becomes not derech malbush either for the woman. Unless you hold that she's chayeves. Fine, if she's chayeves. So what are you going to say? So she's chayeves only b'chol. By definition, she's not chayeves. And then it's a mispronunciation of mangorma. So you might as well bite the bullet and say, if she's chayeves, that's kibun shabbos. And she's bringing it in because it's derech the kima of the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, how do you know? I mean, even over there, couldn't you say that the Umar Sabalak Rav Yossi da Amar Nashim Samchot Rishut? Maybe the point over there is, we just got finished saying that if it's okay for a woman to wear tefillin, even though she's not Chayeva, so if it's okay, why can't you do it on Shabbos? The only reason you were saying a woman couldn't be doing it is because, what do you mean? How could she carry tefillin on Shabbos? But if you're telling me her derech could be to wear tefillin before, so then why can't she wear the tefillin on Shabbos with derech Tisha? And without our coming to the conclusion that Shabbos is a Chayeva tefillin. So again, you don't have a raya. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, who agree over here that a woman brings in tefillin that she finds on Shabbos, is not because she's chayeves in tefillin, and not because Shabbos is man tefillin, but because she's wearing them as a decoration. You'll say, a decoration? It's only if you have the derech to wear it b'chol. They hold a Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, even if you're not chayev on something, you can do it. So a woman can wear tefillin b'chol, which becomes a kishut on Shabbos, and everything is fine. Says the Gemara Losakadai, sorry, it sounds like a good argument. But it doesn't work out. Why doesn't it work out? Because unfortunately, it happens to be that neither Rabbi Meir nor Rabbi Yehuda hold a Rabbi Yossi. The only way you could make this work out is because they're saying that even though she's not chayevet in tefillin, you're saying, but nonetheless, it would be mutar for her to wear tefillin. But that's only if they hold like Rabbi Yossi. And in fact, lo Rabbi Meir sav like Rabbi Yossi, the lo Rabbi Yehuda sav like Rabbi Yossi, that I'm about to prove to you. See, if they don't hold the Rabbi Yossi, there's only one possibility left, which is that she's wearing it because of a chiyev of tefillin. So if she's wearing a chiyev tefillin, it must be not Shabbos is mantel. QED. Now, how do I know? No, how do I know that not Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yehuda? Lo Rabbi Meir, Sava like Rabbi Yossi, I'll prove to you from the following. It's not. We don't stop kids from playing with the shofar and learning how to blow and so on. Even though it's yomtiv and it's usher to do this, but there's we don't have a see that. Yeah, let them blow. They see everybody else blowing, no big deal. Mashma, that's saying bedav gatinokot, but hanashim makvim. We will prevent, even though it's not a dinichil yomtiv, it's only chokma, not a malacha. But since lemaisa nashim should not be blowing shofar today because of the problem, as Rashi learns, the problem of baltaisit, or because the problem, as Tosfos learns, of the goof of the yisr of doing the malacha or the chokma. So apparently it's not a good thing. We don't say they could volunteer to blow shofar. Stamas is a Rabbi Meir. So apparently Rabbi Meir does not hold of volunteering under these circumstances. That's because he has a mitzvah. Fine, but we're a grown-up is shayach to the mitzvah, so he can do a mitzvah for himself, he can do a mitzvah for others, and so on. But the tinokot are not going to do a mitzvah, and that bezdin isn't muzer to be mafrishta. But an adult who's not shayach to the mitzvah, like Elisha, either if she's blowing, it'll be an isser bal taisif, or if she's blowing, she's doing an isser chokma, which the rabbon and aser on yet. I know the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Rabbi Yossi. Where does it exclude then?
It doesn't say anything.
Why would we say that? What do you mean? Because we know that on Nashim, we don't need a Mishnah to tell us that there's a mitzvah to blow a shofar.
That's what I'm saying. The fact that it's here, since we don't know, and so we say that it teaches us that they're not that. In other words,
right. There's no machlokes as to whether Nisha is chayev is a kiyah shofar. Of course she's not chayev. Because it's vanai mitzvah that she's not gorma. That's not the issue. If that were the issue, you'd be right. But there's not such havamina bichlal. So now the question is, so what do we do about those who aren't chayavot? We're saying, tinokot, it doesn't matter. Okay? But others who aren't chayavot, it doesn't matter. Otherwise, you have to tell them. Those who are chayavot, those who are not chayavot, children and men.
Right.
Fine, so now you have to tell me what the din is. You can't leave it hanging. If you're telling me that ein ma'akin, those who are not chayavot. So, and you only include in it the nogot. If you want to tell me that women, even though they're not chayavot, ein ma'akvim, say so, because then I need to know that there's no problem.
But isn't, aren't we talking here also about like these children going around, they're just willing to show up to come, they're not really doing, notice when we say that,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because we need to deal with the issue of the issur that's involved. So someone who isn't chayavot, we need to deal with the issur that's involved. If you hold that nonetheless it's kedai for a woman to be tukat, and we won't be ma'akvim because of Rabbi Yossi, said, tell me. That's an important finish.
Because here, we have to say to know this, because maybe the
Bazaar's
only
mitzvah to go into this world. No, that's not the Havim. Havim, you know, because the Bezdin is mechuyev to be ma'akvim. Comes along the Mishnah, say that ain't Bezdin Muzar Ma'akvim. That's the whole issue that we're talking about. That's the case where you leave it Kitanim, but Gedalim, of course, Bezdin would be chayev to be ma'akvim Mi'isura. So it must be that that's Rabbi Meir Shita, that we would, in fact, be ma'akvim Mi'isura. And Rabbi Yossi also doesn't hold the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi also doesn't hold the Rabbi Yossi, because he says, the Tanya Darber al B'nai Yisrael v'samach, B'nai Yisrael samchim v'ein b'not Yisrael samchot, Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon omrim nashim samchot reshut. Now obviously, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are coming to argue on the Tanakama over here in the Sifra, who's darshaning only B'nai Yisrael and not nashim. Who is the Tanakama in the Sifra? Stam Sifra Mani, Rabbi Yudahi. So therefore, you can't turn around and tell me that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah hold of Rabbi Yossi, and that's why they have women carrying a tefillin on Shabbos. The only reason they could have women carrying a tefillin on Shabbos is because they're chayavot the tefillin on Shabbos, which means that Shabbos is a man tefillin. And that's the man diarma that we're looking for. We now identify them. Rabbi Elazar, amotzei techelet b'shul. Somebody who finds now techelet lying on the ground and dropped out of someone's pocket. So if they are lishonot, they're not yet formed into chutim. So they're raw, what do you call them? Skins? So if they're lishonot, then they are assumed to be psulot for your talit. But if they're chutin, then we have to assume, we can assume rather, that they are tzavuim l'shem tzitzit, made chutim. You must have made them l'shem tzitzit, and they're kosher. What? But my shana l'shana, understand, if somebody dyed wool, tchelet, we're not assuming that it's kosher for a talit. Why? Because we're assuming that it was made for secular purposes. The guy's making a talit of tchelet. What does that have to do with wearing tzitzit of tchelet? So why isn't that true about chutinam? Chutinam in emadai to the glimat avino. Why can't we say that the chutim were made in order to put onto a beautiful trela dress? What does it have to do with putting chutim in your talit? No, it's talking about that the chutim are shizurim. Come on. You don't normally have shizurim, these twisted chutim, these thick chutim. Nobody uses that to make a dress. It's got to be that they made that for tzitzit. Since they made it for tzitzit, we should assume that it came from a mumcha and that it was made with shmarshal tzitzit. Somebody dropped it. Says the Gemara, how do you know? It's then shizurim nani. Adai to the shift of the glimat. But why can't you make shizurim for the serge area? So right on the edge of the material, you have a thick piece that keeps basically the cuffs in place. I mean, why, who's to say you wouldn't? You know, it doesn't, just because it's chutim doesn't mean you're going to make the whole bag out of chutim. It means you were going to make now the edging with these chutim. That's something that's done, even though they're very thick. It's still used for dresses. It's talking about b'mufsakim. Talking about that over here, that we have them already now cut into the size of tzitzit. So, I mean, why would now anybody have done that? That's already the kulei high vare lo tarche inchi. I mean, nobody's going to now go to the tircha of putting these things together, making them, putting them together, using them now for some other purpose. I mean, if they've been made like this, then they must be tzitzit. Amar Rava. Well, you could say the same thing about our Mishnah. Well, you're going to rely on the fact that nobody would be so crazy. So, I mean, if that's the case, you should say in our Mishnah, what's the nafkamina? If the tefillin are yishanot or chadashot, you said, well, the chadashot, we're afraid that they are kamiyot. Then, well, when his right mind makes a kamiya like tefillin? Nonetheless, we're afraid that, look, you never know, there's crazies out there all over the place. So if that's the case, man, how do you know you can carry these in on Shabbos? So therefore, we're not so much on the fact that why would anybody do such a thing? Why would anybody do such a thing is never a tanya. There may be aliens after him, after all, right? So because of that, we make this not a kamina. So we got a real problem with it, says Rob. Because after all, it says, it's not by medvar mamur b'yishanot, avo b'chadashot, patur. Omer Rebbe Zera la'ava b'reis. Rebbe Zera told his son Ava, this were the early days of the Karlbach movement, hok tani lohu, go tell them out there that I don't know what is their problem that they're asking. What is it that they're to go to? It says, amotze tchelet b'shuk, l'shonot p'sulin, And chutun mufsakim k'sherim l'fishein adam t'reach. It's a beferish abraita. Why is everybody shouting at Rabbi Elazar? What's wrong with relying on that to say that people wouldn't be t'reach? Go tell them. So poor Ava goes out and tells them. So Rava says, u'mishum detani la Ava b'reid Rabbi Zer. Look, I know Ava is very beautiful, very loving. But because of this, kipitayel, we should put earrings all over this braisa. I mean, just because Ava is saying it. I mean, love is one thing, braises are another thing. So we're not going to put earrings on it. I mean, it's no different than anything else. I mean, I have the same kasha on the braisa. The fact that Ava says it doesn't make it any nicer to me. So you're going to have to explain why it is that in our Mishnah, good, you bring a braisa. So now explain me how do you answer the braisa in terms of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that people do crazy things, like making kamiot that look like tefillin. So why can't they now make these little chutim and figure they're going to collect them together and use them for other purposes besides tzitzit? Why not? Hello, my Rav. I mean, what we have to say, because we do have two completely different approaches here. I mean, our Mishnah says people do crazy things. The Braita says it doesn't. So apparently, that issue, Tarach v'lo Tarach, is in fact a machloket tanoim. Whether we have a right to be semech on whether people will go to all the trouble to do something is not really meaningful. It's just some kind of obsession that they have. So that's a machloket tanoim. The Tanya ha-motzei tefilin machnisan zug zug. Echad ha-ish ve-echad ha-isha. Echad chadashot ve-echad yishanot. You've heard this machlokas before. Rabbi Meir said it doesn't matter. Divrei Rabbi Meir, it doesn't matter if they're new or old. So why does he say it doesn't matter? I'll tell you why. Because if they're new or old, it's still ridiculous to say that somebody made a kamiya. It looked like a tefillin. So therefore, who cares whether it had ritzuas on it or not? That's not the point. And it's only Rabbi Yehuda who says, now wait a minute, I mean, if it's chadashot, so then you have to worry that the chadashot are indeed kamiya. And he's oser b'chadashot, umatir b'yishanot. So what does that show you? Alma, mar sabar torach inish, mar sabar lo torach inish. Well, understand, we're coming out of nowhere here to create a machlokas that I have to answer to you. We have a beferish machlokas tanoim, which, I mean, it certainly would appear on the surface, can be explained by one issue and one issue only. Do we allow lo torach to be a simon, a reliable simon, on what something is, or do we not? And that explains perfectly well why we would find the braita that supports Rebbe Eliezer saying, well, nobody would be so crazy. Whereas on the other hand, we see in our mission that the mission says people would be so crazy, okay? You have to approach it. Okay. Quick review. Okay, so starts the Gemara. We're holding on the Tzadik Vav. And we're up to Ibai Dema. Fifth line down. Ibai Dema, Eid Israel on the Shabbat, Zvan Tfilin de Kuleyama, Lo Lavor Boi Kavana, Lo Latzeit Boi Kavana. And in fact, Shabbos is Lazman Tfilin. Ocher Belavor Shalob Izman Hakam Iflagay. Tana Kama Sova, even though it's Shalob Izbano, if you're doing a mitzvah, then Lo Boi Kavana, you'll be over on Baltos. Ram Gabriel Sova Lavor Shalob Izbano was only if you have Kavana. So that's the case according to Rabbi Meir, even Zugefa Namilo, because you're going to be over on Baltos even without Kavana. V'od, explain the fact that Yorshin Bishmini Besuka, you look at. So forget it. This doesn't work out. And the machlokas is whether Shabbos is mantfilin or Shabbos is lav mantfilin. Fine. So then manshamad le Shabbat mantfilin, Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya. V'shamarta tachukazot lemoadam yamim yamim. This tells us dafke yamim. Mi yamim v'lo ko yamim. Prata Shabbatot yamim tovim. Div Rabbi Yosegli. Rabbi Akiva omer. Lo nemar chukazu elulin Pesach. It's nothing to do with tefillin. So then elohad etzana Pesach v'amila mitzvah tasei. According to Rabbi Akiva, it must be the local Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva given the mukil of a Pesach, then v'shamarta tachukaz alav lav nami ike k'rabavinam Rabbi Loi. Dom Rabbavinam Rabbi Loi kom makom shenema hishamer pen v'al eno elabalotase afilu teimer Rabbi Akiva. He shamer the lav is a lav, but he shamer the asay is an asay. Okay, but still, sever Rabbi Akiva Shabbos man tefillinu. V'tanya Rabbi Akiva mer yachoy, yaniach adam tefillin b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim. Talmud lomar v'yalach ala ot al yadecha, mi shetzuchim ot, yotzu elu she'en gufam ot. Ela aitanu v'tanya, haneiru v'layla rotzachu, leitz rotzah min yevdivu Rabbi Natan. Yonatan Akitoni Omer, in Minichin Tvilin Balayla. So obviously the odds, Laila Latanakam is Zvan Tvilin, you must thought Shabbos is also Zvan Tvilin. Why, who says? Vilma Svirli Laila is Zvan Tvilin, but Shabbat is Lav Zvan Tvilin. After all, Shaminin Lal Rabbi Akiva, Dama Laila Zvan Tvilin, the Shabbat Lav Zvan Tvilinu. You're right. אלא הייתנו, דתניה. מיכה בת קושי הייתה מנחת תפילין, ולא ניחו בה חכמים. אשתו של יונה הייתה עולה לרגל, ולא ניחו בה חכמים. אני לא ניחו בה חכמים. עמא כסה ממצוות עשה שלו אז בן גרמאי. וואי, דילמוס רב ולא קרביוסי. דיומן, נשים סמכות, דן איזה מצווה, זה רשות. דילו תמה אחי, how do you explain אשתו של יונה? הייתה עולה לרגל ולא ביחו בה, what, you're going to claim that is equal about the other, רגל, לב מצוות עשה של זמן גורמה, that's nuts, אלא כסובה רשות, okay, so that's okay, so חנאה מרשות, אלא הייתנה היא, דתניה, המוצא תפילין בהכניסת זוג זוג, אחד האיש ואחד האישה, the only way an אישה could do it is if it's a mitzvah, because otherwise it wouldn't even be a tachshit, אחד חדשות ואחד ישנות דבר רבי מאיר, רבי ידע אומר חדשות, עושה בחדשות, ומתיר בישנות. ועד כאן לא פליגי, אלא בחדשות וישנות, but as far as the אישה, לא פליגי. שמע מן המצוות עשה שלא הזמן גורמנו, וכל מצוות עשה שאין הזמן גורמנו, נשים חייבות. How do you know that? Do myself like Rabbi Yossi, and it's only because it's Nashim and Samchat Rishut, so they wear Tefillin Rishut, so therefore even though it's Shabbat, loves Man Tefillin, and it's a Mitzvah Seh Shabban Gurma, nonetheless they could wear it during the week, in which case it becomes a Tachshon on Shabbat. Impossible. Lo Sakadaita, because Lo Rabbi Meir Sav Lak Rabbi Yossi, Velo Rabbi Yudis Sav Lak Rabbi Yossi. Lo Rabbi Meir Sav Lak Rabbi Yossi, Tetanei Ma'akvin, Atati Nokot Milut Koa, Hanashim Me'akvin, Vistam Matnitin, Rabbi Meir, ולא רבי יהודה סובה לא כרבי יוסי, דתניה דברו בני ישראל סמך, בני ישראל סומכים, ואין בני ישראל סומכות, בני ישראל סומכות. רבי יוסי רבי שינו אומרים, נשים סומכות רשות. Now, who's the Tanakama? סתם ספרה. Who's that? רבי יהודה. So apparently, it's kufa machlokes, we get on רבי יוסי. אומר רבי אלעזר, מוצא תחלס בשוק, לשונות פסולות וחציצס, פתחותים רק שיירים, זה מה שאלה שונות, דיום עדיית הדגלים הצווינו, why not the same thing לחותים, נאמינים עדיית הדגלים הצווינו, ונתן מה נורמל חותים, ותן גם את חותים שזורים, נו, שזורים נאמינים עדיית, תשיבת הדגלים העפינו, נו, ותן גם את חותים מופסקים, תקולי היי ועדי לא תרחי הנש, אמר רבא, what, וכי אדם תורך לעשות כמיה, כמין תפילין, and nonetheless it says, במה דברים ישנות, אבל בחדשות, maybe it's a כמיה, אמר רבי זהיר לאב, אבל ראי, פה קטני לו, המוצא תחלס בשוק לשנס פסול וחותים מופסקים, קשרים, לפי שאין אדם תורך, why is everybody shouting at רבי יעזר? אמר רבא, all that sweet, משום תתני לאב, אבל ראי, רבי זהיר, now we should start hanging keepy on it, ועצנן, במה דברים אמרים בישנות, אבל בחדשות פתור, אלא אמר רבא, תורך ולא תורך, obviously, you know as well as I do, it's a מחלוקת תנאים, תתני, עמוד שתפילי, מכניס את זוג זוג, אחד האיש ואחד האיש, אחד חדשות ואחד ישנות, דבר רבי מאיר, רבי יהודה אומר בחדשות, עוצר בחדשות, מתיר בישנות, אמר מרצה ותורך, הנה שמרצה ולא תורך, הנה, so that explains the two approaches. What were you going to ask me?